Today's game, the Yankees and the Red Sox from Yankee Stadium in New York, is brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you new Atlantic Imperial gasoline for knock-free power that saves you money. And P. Ballantyne & Sons, brewers of famous three-ring Ballantyne beer, the crisp refresher. Your host for the first half of today's game, P. Ballantyne & Sons, Newark, New Jersey, brewers of Ballantyne beer and Ballantyne ale. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Bob Delaney speaking to you from Yankee Stadium in New York, where the Yankees and the Red Sox conclude their 1959 get-together with this single game, the 22nd game of the season. The Red Sox have already secured the season series, having won 13 of the 21 games played so far. Two fine right-handers going against each other this afternoon, Tom Brewer for the Boston Red Sox and Bob Turley, who pitched brilliantly in his last outing a week ago against the Cleveland Indians. Pumpsy Green waiting around to be the leadoff hitter against Bob Turley. Turley, who has had an in-and-out season, one of the main reasons for the Yankees' failure to repeat or to put on the good contending show. Turley has had a generally unsatisfactory year, but pitched one of his strongest games of the season last Sunday in helping to bury the Cleveland Indians in that double defeat the Yankees administered to them. Pumpsy Green, a switch hitter, batting left today against right-handed Bob Turley. He was hitting right yesterday against Whitey Ford. Turley's windup in his first pitch of the ball game comes in high, ball one. 1-0 the count to Pumpsy Green. Fine young second baseman. He's worked his way up through the Red Sox organization and was brought up to the varsity at the midpoint of the current year. The pitch taken in for a strike across the letters over the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Turley checking Barra for the sign. The 1-1 pitch to Green is a changeup. Comes in a little high. Ball two and strike one the count. Deliberate as always on the mound. Delivers 2-1. It swung on, hit on the ground to the right side. Bobby Richardson is up with the ball. Goes to Turley at first base as Cronberry had made a move towards the ball. Richardson, however, fielded it, and Turley alertly came over to cover. One out. And here is Millett, the center fielder. And here, too, is Mel Allen.
Gary Geiger, batting 245, left-hand batter, takes a little outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 pitch is inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. Pete Ronalds to follow. Bob Turley ready. And the 2-0 pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep center. Mantle getting back. Waiting and makes the catch. There are two outs. And here's Pete Ronalds hitting 310. Bob Turley making his 33rd appearance, has a record of 8-11. One and three against the Red Sox, who have taken 13 out of 21 from New York this year. Turley delivers to Pistol Pete, and it's fouled off out of play in the upper deck, strike one. Pitch swung on and missed. Two strikes on Pete Ronalds. And the next delivery swung on and fouled off back of third against the lower facade of the upper deck, bouncing down onto the stadium sod. A two-strike count on Runnels. Here's the pitch. High and inside. Ball one. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch. High attempted curve didn't work. 2-2 the count now on Pete Runnels. Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Sebring in right, McDougal third, Kubek short, Richardson second, Thronberry first, Barrett catching, Bob Turley pitching to Pete Runnels with two outs in the first inning. And the left-hand batter swings and lines it out into center field for a base hit. Mantle up for the ball, tosses back in to Kubek, and Runnels is on with a single to center, which allows Dean Stevens to come to bat, hitting 275. Turley to the stretch, steps off the rubber for a moment. Back on. Bob again to the stretch. Runnels leads away. The pitch to Stevens. Sails outside. Ball one. Jackie Jensen on deck. One ball, no strikes. And the delivery. It's high. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Charlie checking with Yogi. Again to the stretch. He's fallen behind Gene Stevens, left-hand hitter. And the pitch. It's in there, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Bob Turley's delivery swung on and missed. Strike two, 2-2. Yes, sir, there's going to be big doings here next Friday night, Saturday and Sunday afternoon. An extra special ladies' night Friday night. Family day next Saturday. A lot of entertainment. And big prizes to be given away next Sunday. We're giving away Pete Callison for one. Sending him back to William and Mary. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on and fouled back up here. Oh, Saturday, you're going down. I hope everybody down at William & Mary, you know, does a little sprucing up and cleans out all the turned houses. I mean by clean them up, you know. Callison is coming. Place hadn't been the same since he left. Two balls, two strikes on Gene Stevens. Runnels leads away from first base. Turley's pitch. There goes the runner. Swung on and foul back out of play. Count remains 2-2. You know, one of the nicest things that happened yesterday, and didn't learn about it until afterward, after the game, Sammy White came up to bat one inning. And unnoticed by the crowd and anyone else, he slipped Yogi a check for the scholarship fund from the Red Sox players. Here's the delivery. Swung on, hit by first. Richardson gobbles it up, throws to first, too late. It's a base hit for Gene Stevens. Richardson made a fine play on the ball way on the grass. Didn't do much about it when he threw. Stevens really out-legged it. That brings up Jackie Jensen with two men on base and two outs. Runnels on second, Stevens on first. Jensen hitting 269. Men lead away. And the pitch. Swung on, foul back upstairs, strike one. Jackie with 105 runs batted in. Trails Colavito by three for the league lead in RBIs. Early checks the runners leading away from first and second. The pitch to Jensen misses outside. Ball one, one and one. Frank Malzone on deck. Outfield straight away. Jackie's up there ripping. A stretch. Runners lead away from first and second bases. Here's the pitch. Right in there, strike two, one and two. One ball, two strikes. Again, the stretch. Runners lead away from first and second. The pitch, curveball, is outside, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pete Runnels leading off second. Gene Stevens off first. Turley ready. Checks the runners. Here's the pitch, and Jensen swings and grounds a foul down the third baseline. Count remains 2-2. Hit that one on the handle and stung his right hand. Jackie shakes it off. Two balls, two strikes. Pete Runnels leading away from second. Gene Stevens from first. They both single with two outs. Stretch by Turley. Here's the pitch to Jensen. Fastball swung on, fouled off again upstairs, and the count remains 2-2. The runners lead away from first and second. Turley delivers to Jensen. Curves outside. Ball three. Full count. You got down to the spot now where the runner is breaking. Turley most probably just rear back and fired. The stretch. There go the two runners. Fastball swung on and popped foul out of play. Yogi is after it, but the ball kept fading away. Count remains 3-2. John Flaherty dust off home plate. Red Sox seeking to get the jump here in the first inning. With two down, Pete Runnels singled to center and Gene Stevens singled past first. Jackie Jensen's worked the count to 3-2. Runners ready to go. The stretch by Turley. There go the runners. The pitch swung on, fouled off again, out of play upstairs. Jensen hanging in there. Frank Malzone's on deck. Full count, 3-2. Runnels leading away from second. Stevens away from first. Turley taking plenty of time. Now goes to the stretch. Jensen dug in, looking for the fast one. There go the runners. The fastball is swung on and drilled into deep left center. Mantle racing hard and makes the catch, and the side's retired. Mickey took off for the crack of the bat and made a fine running catch. A hard hit ball. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on. Score at the end of the first half, the first inning. Boston nothing, New York coming to bat.
To be crisp, a beer must be icily light. With true lager flavor, precisely right. Lively, golden, crystally clear. The crisp, sweet pressure. Valentine, Valentine, beer.
Like the song says, to be crisp, a beer must have lightness plus true lager flavor. And Ballantine's got them both. Enjoy the crisp refresher. First chance. Bobby Richardson, Tony Kubek, and Mickey Mantle will be the first three men up and last of the first. Bobby Richardson takes a strike. Nothing in one. Now the delivery. It's low for a ball. 1-1. Pitch is inside. Ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Tom Brewer doing the pitching for the Red Sox. Right-hander to the windup. In comes the pitch. Swung on. It's a high pop-up out around second base. Don Budden makes the catch. And there's one away. Now Tony Kubek hitting 283 moves up. The windup, the pitch is low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Milwaukee is now leading Philadelphia 4-0 at the end of three innings. The Braves got a shot in the arm, so to speak, yesterday with the Dodgers' double feed of the Giants. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Ball two. Although they would seem to have somewhat a little bit tougher schedule remaining with considering the three they have with Pittsburgh. The 2-0 delivery. Swung on. Ground ball hit to short. Backhanded by Bud and a flip to first in time. Nice play. Two up and two away. Here's Mickey Mantle hitting 285. And Yogi Berra on deck. Tom Brewer with a record of 10 and 11 swings to the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into left field for a base hit. The throw comes in from Gene Stevens, and Mantle is on with a single to left field. Here's Yogi Berra batting 282. Checks Mickey, and the pitch. Low inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. No score, first inning. Two men out. The pitch is low inside, ball two. 2-0. Now the pitch, over, 2-1. Two balls, one strike on Yogi Berra. Two outs in the last of the first inning. Mantle on first. Here's the delivery, swung on, it's a high pop. First baseman Pete Runnels moves toward the mound and makes the catch. And that retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. End of the first inning. Nothing and nothing. Looking now at the Ballantyne scoreboard in the American League, Washington 1, Baltimore nothing. End of an inning. Pasquale against Odell. Dobek hit a homer in the first for Washington. Cleveland, Kansas City, a later afternoon start. Detroit, Chicago, it's going to be Mossy against Pierce. In the National League, Milwaukee 4, Philadelphia nothing at the end of 3.5 innings. Hank Aaron homered in the first inning, number 39, and Eddie Matthews got number 41 in the third with one on, which ties him for the Major League lead with Ernie Banks and Rocky Colavito. Ernie Banks has 42. Colavito leads the American League with 41. Burdett for Milwaukee and Roberts for Philadelphia. Cincinnati nothing. Pittsburgh batting in the first inning. Brosnan against Law. Dodgers and Giants start later. Chicago at St. Louis. Drabowski against Bob Blaylock. Now in the second inning, Frank Malzone will lead off with Sammy White and Don Button to follow. Pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Frank, a 280 hitter. Bob Charlie ready. And the pitch. Swung on. It's a high pop foul down the left field line. And the ball is caught by Coop Cole. He dropped it in. It's foul ball. But he dropped it. Hit the glove and bounced on into the stands. And it's back to the plate. No error on it. He went a long way for it. One ball, one strike. Turley's pitch to Frank is swung on. There's a fly ball into left, fairly deep. Lopez is under it and makes the catch. One away. Now Sammy White hitting 285. Turley's delivery swung on as a high foul down the first baseline and right at the edge of the stands. Thornberry reaches in, and he did not get it. One strike. No balls, one strike, one out. No score, second inning. Turley's delivery is outside. Ball one. One and one. The 1-1 pitch. Outside. Ball two. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swung on, lined out over a second in the center for a base hit. Mantle up with the ball. White takes his turn, holds up as the throw comes in to Richardson. Sammy White singles to center. He's having his best year as a hitter. Now Don Button, batting 233, but he has something like 90 bases on balls. He's hit fairly well against New York. Right-hand hitter has 91 bases on balls. The pitch curveball is low outside. Ball one. He's a patient man. Turley ready. The pitch low. Ball two. 2-0. He has pretty good judgment in the strike zone. 2 balls, no strikes, one out. Here's the next pitch, and it's inside, ball three. Three nothing count on Button. The 3-0 pitch. It's in there. Strike one. 3-1. Charlie ready. And the 3-1 pitch is swung on. It grounded to short. Kubek over to Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play. That retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on. The Yankees' 150th double play. At the end of an inning and a half, Boston nothing, New York nothing. Frosty cool Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. Sounds good, it is good. Most beers are light enough, but a little too light on flavor to really refresh you. That's not right when you come to talking about smooth, delicious Ballantine. Because Ballantine beer is the crisp kind of light with true lager flavor. Proves a beer can be truly light and still give you all the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. That's why Ballantine beer is the crisp refresher. Ballantine beer, the largest selling beer in the East. We pause for station identification.
Quality Modern Radio, WOKO, Albany, New York. Stay tuned for Troy Buick Baseball Roundup. Immediately following today's game, brought to you by Ballantine Beer and Ale and the Atlantic Refining Company.
Sebring hitting 272. Tom Brewer doing the pitching. Tom Brewer, the right-hander, to the windup, the pitch to Sebring. Inside, the ball hits the dirt, skips back to the backstop. A 1-0 count. Brewer's next pitch, way outside. Ball sailed away to the other side of the plate and got away from White. There are two pitches, both of which would have been wild pitches had there been runners on bases. White goes out now to say something to Brewer. A 2-0 count. The 2-0 pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep center. There goes center fielder Geiger way back, and he makes the catch at the running track. About 440 feet away. Gary Geiger broke beautifully with the ball, raced back to the running track in almost dead center. One away. That ball is clouded, but straight away. A home run in any other ballpark in the major leagues. Here's Hector Lopez batting 282. And the pitch in there, strike one. Nothing in one. Next delivery is low outside. Ball one, 1-1. Red Sox and Yankees scoreless. It's the last half of the second inning. The 1-1 pitch. High ball two. Curveball attempt, but it slipped. The 2-1 delivery. Swung on, a little roller hit down the third baseline. Malzone up with it, throws on the first in time. Lopez is out. Two away. Marv Thronberry, batting 249. Left-hand batter. Brewer's pitch in there for a strike. Nothing in one. It has come to light today. An odd accident has sidelined Ryan Duren for the rest of the season. The pitch is in there for a strike. As you know, he was hit on the shin the other day. He was out for 3-4 days, but he was back and in the bullpen, ready to be used if needed. And the game is over. He was rushing out of the bullpen, accidentally tripped and fractured his right wrist. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of two innings of play, Boston, no runs, three hits, no errors, two left on. The Yankees, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. So Ryan Duren has suffered a fracture of the right wrist and is out for the rest of the season. Washington leading Baltimore 1-0 end of two innings. And in the National League, the Phils just came up with two runs in the last of the fourth. So that at the end of four innings, it's Milwaukee 4, Philadelphia now 2. Pittsburgh leading Cincinnati 4-1 end of an inning and a half. Going into the third inning, Tom Brewer's first at bat, then the leadoff man, Pumpsy Green and Gary Geiger. Turley's pitch in there, strike one. Outfield pretty well spread out. Next delivery, outside. Ball one, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery hits the handle of the bat. Skips foul to the right of the plate, 1-2. A glancing blow. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball lined right back to Turley. Head high. And there's one away. Now Pumpsy Green coming up. Grounded to Richardson in the first inning. Turley's pitch is over for a strike. Next delivery is a curve, and it misses. 1-1. Next pitch is a curve over. Strike two. He started to bunt. Nothing, nothing. First of the third. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Two down. And Gary Geiger is coming up. He flied to center in the first inning. Batting 245. Turley delivers to Geiger. Swings and grounds it down the first baseline. Lost by Thornberry. Throws to first, too late. Thornberry allowed the ball to spin away from him. And it's an error charged to Thornberry. And here's Pete Reynolds coming up. Pete singled in the first inning. Hits a little tap to the mound. Turley has it, throws on to first, and the side's retired. No runs, no hits, one error, and one man left on. At the end of 2.5 innings, Boston nothing, New York nothing.
Stop.
Now we're getting ready to move into the last of the third with Gil McDougal coming up. Bob Turley to follow, and then Bobby Richardson. Tom Bird of the windup, the pitch to Gil is in there. Strike one. McDougal hitting 246. Brewer again to the windup, and the pitch is low for a ball, one and one. One ball, one strike. And the delivery. Right over, one and two. One ball, two strikes. The pitch is a curve inside, and the count is two and two now. The 2-2 pitch to McDougal. Look out, sailed high and inside. Ball three. Full count. Red Sox and Yankees scoreless. It's the last of the third. The payoff pitch on its way to Gill. Ball four, just inside, just missed, and he's aboard. Second Yankee base runner. Bob Turley coming out, hitting 89, 4 for 45. Here's a pitch that's bunted toward first. Runnels up with it, fires to second base, and a throw back to first. Not in time. Boy, that was a good play Runnels made. He just charged that ball, picked it up, and whirled and fired. McDougal forced it second. Runnels to Button. To Green, rather. No, to Button. Green covered first on the relay back, which Turley beat. Bobby Richardson, who popped out to short in the first inning coming up, hitting 296. Brewer ready. The pitch to Bobby inside. Brewer is just a little bit on the wild side today with some of his pitches. They're sailing on him. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 pitch, swung on, lined into center for a base hit. Turley trots on down to second. Throw comes in from Geiger. 14th straight game, which Richardson has hit safely. Tony Kubek grounded to short in the first, hitting 283. If you watch ball games, you see the value of execution. The failure of Turley to bunt kept the Yankees from scoring. The pitch to Kubek is in there for a strike. Trying to get that extra base, go from first to third, trying to move a man up a base with the bunt. Big plays. Now the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate. Strike two. Nothing and two. Tom Brewer delivers. Fastball gets the inside corner. Call strike three. Kubek caught looking. That's the second out. Here's Mantle, who singled to left in the first inning, batting 287. The Tigers got two runs in the first inning against Chicago. White Sox are batting. Mossy and Pierce. Two men down, two men on. Brewer pitches to Mantle. Look out, backs him out of there. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Runners lead away from first and second. The pitch. Inside. Curve. Ball two. Two and nothing. A 2-0 count on Mantle with Turley on second and Richardson on first. With two outs in the third inning. No score. Now the pitch. It's low, ball three, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Mantle looks at Grissetti to see if he's got a green light. Runners lead away. And the pitch. It's low for ball four. Mantle walks, and that loads the bases. Turley moves to third. Richardson to second. Mantle to first. Yogi coming up, batting 281. Popped out to the first baseman in the first inning. As Mantle's 99th base on balls. Three on and two out. Check that, it's 93rd. The pitch to Yogi's inside, ball one. Two out, three on. Brewer to the windup and the pitch to Berra. Swung on and fouled back. Strike one, one and one. Here are the kids in the background. Good place to bring them. One ball, one strike. Three men lead away. The windup by Brewer. The pitch to Yogi. High. Ball two. Two and one. Brewer wants a new ball to throw. On third, Richardson on second, Mantle on first, two outs, two balls, one strike. Brewer pitching to Barra. No score. Last of the third. The right-hander to the windup. Around comes the right arm. In comes the pitch. Swung on it. Missed. Strike two. 2-2. Yogi really leveled. Two balls, two strikes. Three men lead away. The windup by Brewer and the pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. Wind up and the pitch. Swung on, looped to left field. Coming fast is left fielder. It's a base hit. Here comes Richardson following Turley in, and Mantle goes to third. As Yogi loops the single to left for two runs, sending Mantle on to third. Gene Stephens tried a shoestring catch and couldn't make it. Barry hit an outside pitch, which would have been ball three. Just punched it out to left field. Scoring Turley and Richardson. Sending Mantle to third, bringing up Norm Sebring. Yogi, 68 runs batted in. Sebring flied to center in the second. The pitch outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. The pitch to Norm, swung on, ground ball hit the green, he's up with it, throws to Reynolds, and the side's retired. Green to Reynolds, second to first. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. At the end of three innings, New York, two runs, three hits, one error. Boston, no runs, three hits, and no errors. Washington leading Baltimore 1-0, end of 3.5. Odell and Pasquale, Dobeck, Homer in the first. Tigers 2, White Sox batting in the first inning, Mossy and Pierce. Cleveland, Kansas City, later start. National League, Milwaukee 4, Phils 2 and a 4.5. Burdett and Roberts. Aaron got his 39th, and Matthews his 41st. Pittsburgh 6, Cincinnati 1 and a 2.5. Law against Brosnan with Schmidt and Austin in relief. Dodgers, Giants start later. Cubs 1, Cards nothing, end of 1. Drabowski against Bob Blaylock. Have you tried Ballantine Light Lager lately? Well, do it and get set for a real taste treat. Enjoy the crisp kind of light with true lager flavor. Ballantine Beer, the crisp refresher. We're waiting for Charlie to come out. He'll be out in a moment, but coming in right now is the scooter. Phil Rizzuto taking over on this pleasant Sunday afternoon with his pleasant countenance, his pleasant voice, and his pleasant demeanor. You ever been up to Pleasantville?
Very good, Bill. And it is a beautiful day. And we've got ourselves a pretty good ball game here. And there's a few other real good ball games going on around the circuit that really mean a lot. In this pennant race, Bob Turley's taking an awful lot of time coming out. Bob was on base for quite some time. So while Bob is getting ready to come out of the Yankee dugout, we'll pause now for station identification.
Quality Modern Radio, WOKO in Albany, New York. Stay tuned for Troy Buick's baseball roundup immediately following today's game. Brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and Ballantine Beer and Ale.
All right, there's Bullet Bob Turley ready now to go out on the mound. Remember, when a pitcher gets on base and stays out there for some time, and Charlie was on base, for quite a while before coming on a score on Yogi's base hit. Kind of takes a little bit extra out of them. They have enough to do out there on the mound firing that ball for nine innings. And so Charlie took a little bit of extra time. Gus Marsh, the Yankee trainer, administering to Charlie. Some players, you know, take some dextrose tablets to give them a little quick energy, little sugar tablets. On the real hot days in hot weather, Gus has the salt pills handy. Slices of orange. Little things that give you that quick pickup that are so important to a ball player so that they have that little extra when they need it. Now we're ready to go here in the top of the fourth inning. Gene Stevens, who singled in the first inning, will be the batter. Stevens batting 278. Tall and slender. Fairly ready on the mound. McDougal in at third. The slow curve is over. Strike one call. The Yankees 2 and the Red Sox nothing here in the top of the fourth. Ted Williams was sitting on the bench getting a little of this beautiful sunshine. He has now gone back to sit in the shade for a while. Pitch high outside, ball 1-1-1. Now he's back on the bench again. Looks like Ted's getting on Turley a little bit. Trying his hand at bench jockeying after so many years. 1-1 pitch is pop foul and back out of play. One ball, two strikes. There's been quite some speculation as to what Williams will do when he retires, if he should retire at the end of this year. He said he has an announcement to make, but will wait till the end of the year to make it. Some say he might move into the front office of the Red Sox, maybe take up broadcasting, maybe even try his hand at managing. Who knows? Strike three, swings and misses at an outside fastball. Charlie gets his second strike out of the ball game, and here's Jackie Jensen, who lined to deep left center field in the first inning. Jackie batting 268. Pitch to Jensen is a strike on the outside corner. Jackie has quite an enviable record. He won All-American honors in baseball and football at the University of California. The only person to play in the World Series All-Star game as well as a Rose Bowl and East-West football game. Curve outside and low, ball 1-1-1. Besides that, he's married to an athlete in her own right, the former Zoanne Olsen, an American Olympic team diving champion. The 1-1 pitch. Curve is lined to left field, and Lopez coming in. He has to play it on one hop. It's in there for a base hit. Jensen hit a high curve ball on a line in the left field. Hit number 4 off Bob Turley. And here's Frank Malzone, who flied to left in the second inning. Malzone batting 280. Youngster born right here in the Bronx. With one out, the Yankees leading 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Thronberry holding first against Jensen. Outfield playing Malzone deep and a little bit around towards left. Pitch to Malzone is hit to right center field. Mantle going back. Turns under it now and makes the catch. That's two out. And with two out, here's Sammy White, the catcher, who singled the center his first time at bat. White batting 287, which if he can hold it to the end of the year will be his all-time high in hitting since coming into the big leagues. Sammy's previous high was 282 in 1954. Last year, he batted 259. Two out, the stretch to look at Jensen. The pitch high inside, ball one. Sammy was quite a basketball player in his college days. The University of Washington. Right-hand hitter with a closed stance. And Jensen, what a jump he had. Yogi doesn't even throw. Holy. Oh, what a jump he had. Jackie went down there standing up. He just guessed with Turley and guessed right. Yogi just shook his head and threw the ball back to Turley. A stolen base for Jensen. His 18th stolen base of the year. Detroit at Chicago. The Tigers scored two in the first. The White Sox scored one. Detroit leading 2-1 at the end of one. Marcy against Pierce. And so the Indians, with an eye on the scoreboard, still have an outside chance for the American League pennant. Pitch, curve, hit on a ground. Bates hit to right field. In the corner, White around first base. Going to second, the run scores, and White flies, and he's in there. As Sebring had a little bit of trouble fielding that one in the right field corner. So that heads-up, hustling base running by Jackie Jensen shows in the box score with the first run of the ball game for the Red Sox. An RBI for Sammy White, his 42nd of the year, his second hit in the ball game. A double all the way for Sammy White. Hit number 5. Pitch to Button is on the outside corner, strike one. For Sammy, his 13th double of the year. One reason why White is a much improved hitter is his ability to hit to all fields now. He used to be strictly a pull hitter. But he's able to pop that ball where it's pitched. Button hit into a fast double play in the second inning. Batting 233. Takes a pitch inside. Ball 1-1-1. White with a good size lead off second base. Fastball is high and tight again. Ball 2-2-1. Yankees 2 and the Red Sox 1 now in the top of the fourth inning with two outs running down at second base. Beautiful day for a ball game. Stretch by Turley. The pitch is a ground ball over Turley's head. Richardson on the shortstop side of second base throws in the dirt. And it gets away from Thornberry. And here comes Sammy White to score. And that will probably be an infield single and an error on the throw, allowing Sammy White to score. The score is tied. Richardson was on the shortstop side of second base by at least 10 feet, threw the ball off balance. Couldn't quite get it there in time. The ball hit in the dirt and bounded past Thornberry. And it's a single, and somebody will have to get an error allowing Sammy White to score, unless they figure that White would have scored anyway, but Sammy actually had stopped at third, and so they've given the error to Bobby Richardson on the throw. And now the score is tied. 2-2. Here's Tom Brewer, who lined back to the box. The ground ball is short. Kubek on one hop. Another ball hit well to Richardson for the fourth on Button. So, in the top of the fourth, the Red Sox come up with two runs on three base hits, one Yankee error, one man left. The score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Red Sox 2 and the Yankees 2. The crisp kind of light, the kind with true lager flavor, that's the crisp refresher Ballantine beer. So open up or order up some frosty, cool Ballantine right now, okay? Okay. Sounds like Dennis James a little bit. I don't sound like Dennis James, Pappy. That okay, okay. It's one of Dennis' pet phrases. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Hector Lopez, who bounced to third, leading off for the Yankees. Brewer's first pitch is swung at and missed, strike one, a changeup curveball. Lopez out in front. Hector batting 281. Wind up by Brewer. Curve is outside a little bit this time. Ball one, one and one. Fastball swung at and missed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is pop foul out of play in the upper deck. On deck, Marv Thornberry. Frank Crosetti coaching at third. Ralph Houck down at first. Curve fouled at the plate. Hit the plate and bounced up and hit Lopez. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. Here's the windup by the right-hander. Fastball fouled again in the upper deck. Here's the windup by Brewer. Changeup hit on the ground at third. Malzone's up with it. Over to Runnels, and it's one away. With one out, here's Marv Thornberry, who struck out swinging in the second inning. Thornberry batting 247. The first pitch to Thornberry is a curve low, ball one. The time of the year when it's really rough seeing that ball coming from the pitcher. And pitchers have a decided advantage against the batters with the shadows halfway across the field. Curve fouled at the plate. Nice play by the umpire, John Flaherty. Ball took one hop up in the air and John turned around and caught it one-handed. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Curve is popped in the air to the left side. Don Button is moving back to shortstop in short center field under it and makes the catch. That's two away. And with two out, here's Gil McDougal. Gil walked in the third inning. Batting 246. As we were saying, it's tough for the batter to get around on the ball. There's only been one ball pulled for a base hit. That was Jensen's single in the fourth inning. All the other base hits have been to either straightaway center field or to the opposite field. Pitch to Gill is a foul down the right field line, strike one. Mantle lined a single to left and batting left-handed. Yogi single to left, batting left-handed. And Richardson single to center for the Yankees, three base hits. And of all the six base hits for the Red Sox, only the one Jensen pulled to left field was gotten around by a batter. So they're a little late swinging. Curve outside. Ball one, one and one. It's hard to pick the ball up the way you would during the early part of the year or the middle of the summer. Two out, nobody on. Tie score. The pitch to Gill is low outside. Ball two, two and one. The 2-1 pitch is in there, strike two, called two and two, and it looked like Gil lost that ball. And he can lose the ball, too. Now, I was hitting the head twice while playing for the Yankees, and both times I never saw the ball. All I can remember is the catcher yelling, "Look out!" And I turned to look at the catch, and I got hit. I lost the balls altogether. Ground ball hit back to the box. Brewer gloves it, Goes to Runnels in time for the out. The Yankees go down in 1-2-3 order. And the bottom of the fourth inning. Nothing across. The score at the end of four full innings. The Red Sox, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors.
We're on the go with the rest of the game, brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you new Atlantic Imperial gasoline for knock-free power that saves you money. Get Atlantic Imperial at your Atlantic dealers today.
Atlantic, keep your car on the go. For business, for pleasure, in any kind of weather, Atlantic, keep your car on the go.
When you want to go places and do things, what a pleasure your driving can be.
For quality products and top-notch service, your Atlantic dealer is a man to see. Atlantic, keep your car on the go, 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 go. Keep on the go with Atlantic.
Hey, wait a minute. We got a new pitcher coming in here. This is Don Lawson. So, maybe Charlie pulled something. Otherwise, he wouldn't be coming out of here in a 2-2 ball game going into the fifth inning. So, one big right-hander is followed by another, one even bigger. And Don Lawson is taking over. Fits to the top of the Red Sox batting order. So just as soon as we get any information about the removal of Turley at this stage of the game, we certainly will pass it on to you. Big Don Lawson. This makes him, of course, the pitcher of record as he walks in. Don has 1-6. Lost 7. And at the start of the year, with a lot of rest between starts, he got up to 6-1. In fact, he was 5-0, then 5-1, then 6-1. So now that he's 6-7, he hasn't won a ball game since 13th of June, when he beat Bunning in Detroit. Now here's Green, the switch-hitting second baseman, batting left-handed against Lawson. Big towering right-hander delivers a fastball low outside. Ball one. We got one more series of games here at the stadium this coming weekend. The Orioles, driving to finish in the first division, will be here. The Yankees trying to hang on to third. Pitches over for a strike. And it's a series of Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. And the Yankees, to show their appreciation of the loyal support which the team has received this year. Yesterday, the tennis put the at-home paid over the $1.5 million. There's a ground ball to second. Green is out. The Yankees have arranged a very interesting weekend. In addition to the ball games on Saturday and Sunday, there will be a series of athletic contests preceding them. Additional entertainment is being planned. And Friday night is to be ladies' night. And Saturday is an innovation. It'll be Children's Day. Any child, boy or girl, accompanied by an adult who purchases a ticket will be admitted free. That's on Saturday. So, Mom, Dad, there's a chance to bring the family. And we're certainly having beautiful weather this time of the year. And those Orioles and their young pitchers and Mr. Wilhelm and that knuckleball will be very busy fellas. Geiger tries to bunt a ball and bunts it foul. Strike two. Slender center fielder. Hitting 244. Hal Baker coaching down at first base. Billy Jurgis coaching at third. John Flaherty is the plate umpire. Frankie Amont at first. Charlie Berry at second. Jim Hornacek at third. 2-2 tie. Lawson delivers and has the ball fouled back. Went in and then bounced right back out of the press box. We have not yet been advised of the reason for removing Turley. coming in with Lawson. Two-strike pitch. Inside, under the hand. Ball one. If you haven't been with us all afternoon, we'll repeat again that we discovered this morning that Ron Duren has a fractured right wrist. He accidentally tripped and fell coming from the bullpen back to the clubhouse after the game yesterday. Geiger takes low, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. This is Lawson's ball game to win or lose. Barra catching. Thornberry at first. Richardson, who has hit already today to make it 14 straight. Longest hitting streak of the year for the Yankees at second. Geiger hits a ground ball that Lawson off the mound fields. Halfway first and throws him out. Kubek at short, McDougal at third. Lopez in left and looking increasingly sure out in left field. Mantle in center and Sieben in right. Two down, top of the fifth. Pete Runnels, 1-for-2. Hitting 311. He's the only 300 hitter that the Red Sox have. Cuts and fouls the ball into the upper stands. Back of the visitor's dugout. Strike one. Another foul, same area. Strike two. Runnels has his forward foot, his left hand batter, pointed at the shortstop. He hits the left and left center. Lost in right hands, and Runnels swinging, punches the ball through between third and short. That's just where he gets most of them. This is hit number one off Lawson, hit number seven for the Red Sox. For Runnels, it gives him 170 hits. You know, that's a lot of hits. Gene Stevens is 1-for-2. Batting 277. Ball game is hung at 2-2. Lawson checks his runner at first. Runnels pitches. Fastball too low. Ball one. Throw to first. How's he doing? Turley, you'll recall, was on the bases running in the third inning. Well, when he went from first around to third, he pulled the hamstring muscle in his left leg. As the ball hit back off of Lawson's left ankle and goes for a base hit, the ball coming over to the shortstop. Don was finishing his follow-through. And the foot was in the air. So runners at first and second for the Red Sox. Charlie will be out several days. Batter is Jensen, who is 1-for-2. Lawson set, checks the lead runner, second pitches. Jensen swinging, hits a high fly ball deep out to left field. Lopez is back under it. Back under it. And he makes the catch. So that's all for the bid. No runs, two hits. Score and a 4.5. The Red Sox 2 and the Yankees 2.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning, the score tied at 2-2, and the Yankees bring Don Larson to the plate to lead off, and then Bobby Richardson and Tony Kubek. Tommy Brewer set to deliver the first pitch, and here's Red.
Over the National League, you've got a half a game separating the three ball clubs. L.A. winning two at San Francisco got it tied. Here's Larson first up against Brewer. Takes a curve, low outside, ball one. But Milwaukee... Los Angeles and San Francisco have all lost the same number. Milwaukee's played one less, and that's reflected in the game's one side. Fastball swung on. One and one. Zangler's won yesterday afternoon 4-1, and then last night 5-3. LA and San Francisco 82 games won, 66 lost. Milwaukee is 81-66. Curve swung on and missed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Outside, ball two. Slender, graceful right-hander. Tom Brewer, won 10, lost 11. He's 3-1 over the Yankees this year. Deals, curve swung on and missed. He's got a good one. Fans Larson, that's his third strikeout. Now Bobby Richardson, in a drive to finish the 300 hitter, is batting at 296. He's hit safely in 14 straight, including this one today. He singled it last time up. He's 1-2. The ground ball hit down to third. Malzahn digs it. Whipped him out at first base. So, two men are gone. Last of the fifth, nobody on. And Richardson is 1-3. Tony Kubek, 0-2, hitting 282. There's a high pop-up. Third baseman Malzahn is under. Catches it in fair ground for the third out. End of five. Two runs, eight hits, and no errors for the Red Sox. Their final meeting of the year with the Yankees. And for the Yankees, two runs, three hits, and two errors.
To the top of the sixth inning. Frank Malzahn takes ball one inside. The Red Sox and the Yankees tied at 2-2. The delivery is a breaking ball. It's a little inside, ball two.
There's a line drive hit to right center field. And Malzahn can't catch it. He can't even cut it off. And Malzahn is going to go anyhow for three. Steven is up for the ball. Here's the throw coming to Richardson. They stop him at third base. And of course, that's the boss man coaching at third, Billy Jurgis. That's a line triple for Malzahn. Boom. Right up the alley in right center. And that can be an unsettling factor in a 2-2 tie. Sammy White has a single and a double. Lawson pitches and White swings and hits a high pop fly. It's foul. Back of first base. Thrown very unrich. Has it. So, White fouls out the first baseman and is unable to cash Malzahn. And Ted Williams is coming up to hit the shortstop Don Button. Getting an ovation. Coming up to pinch hit. And quite frankly, it's an open question. Is this the last time he will hit against the Yankees in his career or not? Perhaps he doesn't know. Perhaps it will take an event of the winter to make the definition. Ted hitting 248. All right, the infield remains up on him. And wait a minute. And Bella says they're going to put him on. Yankees are going to deliberately walk him. And, of course, this disappoints the crowd. They wanted to see Theodore swing. Ball three and now ball four. So Williams has to first, and the applause continues for him. Now Jack is making another change. He's sending a pinch runner down for Williams. Mahoney. And Williams is applauded as he starts off the field. Jim Mahoney, an infielder, running for Williams, and he may go to short. We'll wait and see, though. All right, so we have runners at first and third. Yankee infield now is in double play depth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer, is up. 2-2 ball game. Larson delivers, and Brewer hits a bounding ball down to Richardson, who steps on second, throws to first, double play. Play for it and got it. Yeah, no runs, one hit. And the big threat run by the board. And a 5.5. It is still Boston 2 and New York 2. And Jimmy Mahoney, who went in to run for Williams, who pinch hit the shortstop button. Mahoney goes to short now. So the infield for the Red Sox is moving to the last of the sixth inning with the game tied 2-2. Runners at first, Green at second. Mahoney is at short, and the third baseman is now gone. The hitter for the Yankees is Mantle with a single and a walk. Right-hander Tom Brewer ready to go. Mickey batting 287. There's a call strike. Flatter, hand high on the inside. The outfield is Stevens in left, Geiger is in center, and Jensen in right. Catcher White stays low. Strike one pitch is a curve, swung on and grounded foul. Back over toward the Yankee bench. Two strikes to Mickey. Hitting left-handed against right-handed Tom Brewer. Curve is high inside. Ball one. The Yankees finish the season at home Friday night, which will be ladies' night, with Baltimore next weekend. Saturday afternoon, which will be Children's Day. And a child accompanied by an adult who buys a ticket will be admitted free. Wonderful chance to bring the children. There'll be special pregame events Saturday and Sunday. Mantle picks low. Ball two. Two strikes. Last of the six. Kerr just outside ball three. Then two. Mickey crouches, Brewer pitches. Outside ball four. Third walk given up by Brewer, and Mantle has gotten two of them. There's Bella, who dropped a single into left field. Third inning with the bases loaded and two out and got in the two Yankee runs. Got his RBIs up to 68. Average 283. Field plays in the pull into right. Mantle off first.
So it swings and pulls it foul down the right field corner. He hit a hot one. Strike one. First, nothing doing. Pitch is swung on, grounded into right field. Base hit. Mantle is on his way to third, and Bell is on with his second single. Mantle, with his speed, takes the extra base very easily. And the Yankees are now threatening with men at first and third. That fourth hit, Barrow's got half of them. Norm Seelan, 0 for 2. He had a tremendous cloud in the second inning to straightaway center, and Geiger went back and caught it on him. And he was bounced out second to first and the third. Seelan hitting at 270. Infield double play depth. Stevens swings. There's a long fly ball to deep left center field. Stevens goes and makes a one-handed catch, but Mantle can crawl home. Barrow is out of second base and has to beat it back to first, and it's 3-2 New York. Gee, that Stevens hit that ball. He's hit two long ones today. This is a sacrifice fly. And that was a wonderful one-handed catch by left fielder Stevens to rob Stevens of an extra base. You know how far that ball was back at there. If Mantle had been in second, I bet he could have scored. All right, 3-2 New York. That is Lopez. Runner at first base, Berra. Brewer's pitch is an inside curve. Ball one. Right-hand batter. Right-hand pitcher. Lopez set. Hit the fastball. That Malzone comes over and throws to second. They got one. No. Green dropped the ball and Brewer's safe. Green was trying to, one, get the ball on the first and two, get away from there before Barrow slid into him, and he didn't hold it. Malzone made a brilliant stop of a sharp ball that was hit to his left. The error is on the second baseman. But now it's Thornberry. Runners at first and second. 3-2 New York, one out. Curveball swung on and missed. Strike one. Deals. Thornberry swings on a curve. Strike two. Brewer deals, and it is a curve into the hand. Ball one. Ground ball hit to Green. The second baseman slips to the shortstop, Mahoney, on to first for the double slide. So the Red Sox get out of it. That was 4-6-3. And the Yankees got a run. On a hit, there was an error. The run was earned. So at the end of six out here at the big ballpark, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for New York. 2 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error for Boston.
If you want to hear real music to your ears, visit your nearest Atlantic dealer and fill up with Atlantic Imperials. You'll like the difference. The sound of knock-free power that saves you money. The full, smooth sound of a gasoline perfectly balanced to provide your car with today's best combination of power and economy. Yes, new Atlantic Imperial gives you knock-free performance when you press down hard on the accelerator for passing, and even more important, in high compression engines, when you press down just partway to maintain cruising speed. That means maximum economy. So visit your Atlantic dealer today. Try new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. And listen, you'll like the difference. The sound of knock-free power that saves you money. Milwaukee leads the Phillies 5-3 in the eighth. Phillies batting in the last of the eighth. Pittsburgh 10, Cincinnati 1 there in the seventh. Chicago 4, St. Louis nothing there in the fifth. In the American League, Washington 1, Baltimore nothing there in the eighth. Cleveland got a run on the top of the first inning to lead Kansas City, with Kansas City batting in the bottom of the first. And Detroit leads Chicago 3-2 as the White Sox try to nail down the 1959 pennant. Pumpsy Green leading off as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Big Don Larson on the mound, and the first pitch comes in high, ball one.
Turley pitched the first four innings, pulled a hamstring muscle in his left leg running the bases, and Larson came out of the bullpen for the start of the fifth. His ball game to win or lose. Green hits a foul ball back of his manager, who is the third base coacher. 1-1. Ball and strike. Low inside, ball two. Fastball, high outside, 3-1. Four, and that puts the tying run on. Stop the seventh. Larry Geiger, Splendor, young center fielder. They got him from the Indians in that deal they made during the winter. He came along with Wirtz and Tissall, went to prison. I got a 10 batter. Swings and fouls the ball back. McDougal, drawn in very much at third, suspicious of a bunt. In position, delivers. Geiger takes a strike. They haven't had the bunt on for him. 2 strikes. Fastball out. Outside, 1-2. Green, who runs well, is at first base. Geiger, left-hand hitter, waiting. Lawson always pitches deliberately. He's set. Deals 1-2, and Geiger takes strike 3, calls. He slipped the outside corner above the knees on him. First strikeout. Now we have Pete Ronalds, who is 2-for-3 today. Hitting at 312. The Yankees leading in a squeaker, 3-2. Last meeting with the Red Sox. The Yankees have 2 games left down at Washington, and they're home for the final series with Baltimore Friday night, which will be ladies' night, Saturday afternoon, Children's Day, and Sunday. Pitch is outside, ball one. That severe crouch of his. Lawson steps off. He's watching the runner. Don is never in any hurry. He's going to have everything just right. Ready again. There was a fastball outside. Ball two. Nothing pitch. Outside, ball three. Three and on, one down. Man at first. Four, fastball that is wide. So, in walking Ronalds, this pushes Green, who earlier was walked here in the seventh, down to second. Runners at first and second, and Gene Stevens, who has 2 singles. 2-for-3. Hitting 280. Stevens, the left-hand hitter, is low inside across the shins. Ball one. Stengel has a man getting hot down in his bullpen, of course. Yankees leading by a hair, 3-2. Lawson's walked 2 of the 3 men he's pitched to here in the seventh. Curve, low inside, ball two. 2-0. First ball, foul back. 2-1. Balls, one strike. Yankees leading 3-2. Big fella deals. Stevens fouls this one back. This one ripped through the, that is, off and past the chest protector. John Flaherty, you can hear the sound of it. Two balls, two strikes. Big fella deals, and Stevens hits a foul into the third deck behind home plate. Still 2-2. Ron rubbing up a new agate. Stevens, Trout swings, and it's a base hit inside first base down in the corner. Here is Green coming in with a tying run, and around the third goes Runnels. It's a long single. Stevens fielded the ball very well. Stevens went down to first base, took a turn, and then decided he'd better skid back in a hurry. Now it's a brand spanking new ball game. 3-3, and there's number 37 walking out to the mound. That's Mr. Casey Stengel. That's the third hit for Stevens. So these two walks, one of them has come home to tie it up. Casey hasn't given a sign yet. He's looking out toward his bullpen. Three ball game. And he wants a replacement. Well, let's see who this is coming out of there. The right-hander, he's got his jacket on his right arm. It is Duke Moss. Mr. Moss is the fireman. Boston pitched 2 1/3 innings. If Moss can get the side out without any scoring, well, that gets Lawson off the hook. Otherwise, Don is responsible for the two men who are now on. Either or both score, it will be charged to him. As Moss gets ready, he'll have to pitch to Jensen, who's the big runs batted in fella. Stevens at first is at 3 up today. Runnels is at third. This is the top of the seventh. It is a 3-3 tie. Duke is getting to the mound, and Lawson is vacating it. Stengel remains out there to say something to Moss and to Berra. And let's say something to the effect that we'll pause for station identification. Well, Bob Shepard has just announced over the PA that Duke Moss is the pitcher. He has won 13 and lost 8. Whether he will be a pitcher of record remains to be seen. Now, let's see if we can dig out any more information on these other games for you. At the end of an inning, Cleveland at Kansas City, it is 1-0 in favor of Cleveland on a Minota home run. We'll look back on the printer and see if we've got anything any later. Detroit scored two more in the fifth inning. At Chicago to lead 5-2. Well, the White Sox are having difficulty getting it mathematically ended. We should have an eighth inning score from Philadelphia in the National League. There it is. It's a tie. Philadelphia has caught Milwaukee. It is 5-5 going into the ninth inning. Loose. 5-5. All right, here's Jensen up. Moss is ready to pitch. This ball game is tied now for the second time. Currently it's 3-3. Runnels is at third base. Stevens has got his third hit and tied it up as it first. Jensen 1-for-3. Takes low. Ball one. Moss has won 13 and lost 8. He's been both a reliever and a starter, but primarily a starter. Jensen batting 269. Moss in position, the right hander deals, and Jensen cuts and misses. Strike one. When Baltimore comes in for the finale series this weekend, it'll be ladies' night Friday. One pitch, curveball over, strike two. And for Saturday afternoon, children 16 and under accompanied by an adult will be admitted free. Also on Saturday, there'll be field events entertaining the youngsters. Home run contest featuring Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra, as well as guests beyond us and Gene Woodling of the Orioles, and also a throwing contest for accuracy. One ball, two strikes. Jensen is up. High foul ball. Burr comes chasing back, and he can't quite get it, and he goes over on his head in front of the first row of seats. Ball, two strikes. And for the last day of the season, a week from today, be on the alert for news of a big surprise planned for you fans by the Yankee management in appreciation of your loyalty and support of the team this year. All right, Jensen up, 3-3 ball game, runners at first and third. One out. Moss pitches, and Jensen hits a fly ball to deep left center. Lopez is under it. This will get the run in. There's the catch. The left fielder's throw goes to second base, conceding the run, and quite properly, and to hold the runner at first. So the Red Sox now go ahead 4-3. Sacrifice fly for Jensen. This gives him his 106th run batted in of the year. And both of the walks that Lawson started the inning with have now been turned into runs. Both runs are charged to him. Here's Malzone, who tripled against Lawson in the sixth inning. He hit the right center field. Frank batting 281. Takes a curveball, and there goes Stevens down to second base, and he's out. Barra to Richardson. So, Saul, attempted steal, finishes it. Two runs on one hit. There was nobody left. There were no errors. Score end of 6.5. Boston 4 and New York 3.
Listen. Yes, listen. You'll like the difference. When you step down on the accelerator, you want full, not free power, not this. And when you press down partway to maintain cruising speed, you want smooth performance, not this. Here's what you get with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Smooth performance without knots for regular highway driving. That means maximum economy. Listen. You'll like the difference. The sound of knot-free power that saves you money. try New Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that keeps your car on the go.
Joe McDougal to lead it off for the Yankees as we go to the bottom of the seventh. The Yankee fans up for that seventh inning stretch, now leisurely getting back into their seats to watch the windup of this one. The Red Sox leading 4-3.
The paid attendance this afternoon is 17,199, which pushes the Yankees now 1,500,000 and a little better than 18,000. All right, last of the seventh, McDougal, 0-4-1. It's the first time now that Tommy Brewer has had a lead to work on. He was even with Turley, then he was 2-2 with Turley, then he was 2-2 with Lawson. He was behind 3-2 with Lawson, and now he's ahead 4-3. Curveball outside, ball one. Pitch swung on, there's a high fly ball out into short right center. Second baseman Green is out under it. He's got it. Now let's see what move Casey makes. His man hasn't come out of the dugout yet. Here he comes now. And this is John Blanchard. Blanchard coming up to hit for Moss. Casey a run behind. So the Yankees will call on a fourth man, eighth inning. Blanchard hitting 167. He's had little opportunity this year, and no opportunity to play with any regularity. All right, 4-3 Boston. Blanchard, left-hand hitter. Right-hander Brewer pitches, and it's a fastball high inside, and Blanchard drops. Blanchard back up there. Ball. The bulletin on the board is about Duren. The bulletin says Duren broke right wrist when he tripped yesterday. That's his pitching wrist, too. Curveball is inside ball, too. Right-hander deals. Fastball high outside. Green one. Three balls, one strike. Brewer double pumping. Fastball high outside. Ball four. And Blanchard is on, base on ball, and that puts the tying run at first. And manager Jurgis is out of the Red Sox dugout and on his way to the mound. Now, he has not been out there before, so he's free to go out and check with him, or he may be wishing to make a change. Chance goes down to first base to run for Blanchard. Little pitcher. There's the announcer on Chance. Jurgis is not changing pitches. He just went out there to talk to his pitcher, Brewer, and his catcher, White. Here is Bobby Richardson, who's the hottest Yankee with that bat now the last month.
He's 1-for-3 today. This is 14 straight games. Earlier this year, he hit fifth in 13 straight. He's batting 295. Pitch is low outside. Ball one. At the end of 8 innings, it is Washington 5, Baltimore nothing. End of 8, Milwaukee 5, Philadelphia 5. Rodeos and Richardson bunts at it, doesn't get it. There's a throw down to first, and Chance just does get back. Boy, he almost was step off too much. All right, 4-3 Boston. One out. Chance is a pinch runner. First base. Bobby hits the ball into right center field. It's a base hit. And it is going through for extra bases. Chance is going to score the tying run. Richardson is on his way for third base. There is a relay. Bobby slides, and he is safe with a triple. Richardson hit a liner right on through right center field to the auxiliary scoreboard. That's where it bounced up again. And this makes it a 4-4 ball game. Richardson is now at third base with one out. He not only got a run of... there's Jagger's coming out again, so that automatically is the end for Brewer. That's the 31st run batted in for Bobby. He's not only getting a hit a day, he's usually getting two a day. He's on that drive to finish 300. So this is all for Brewer, who cannot be the winning pitcher and might be the losing pitcher if Richardson is picked up and then the Yankees never get headed. Six in the third inning for Tom, and he is out. Jurgis is motioning for a left-hander out of his bullpen. Speaking of a left-hand relief pitcher, we were talking with Leo Tyler today. His right eye is all black and blue around there where that ball struck. He said, thank goodness that he was able to get his glove partially on the ball so the ball did not hit him with full impact. Richardson become a tremendous ball player this year once he's given his chance. Standing in third, talking with Crosetti. And the way Crosetti is motioning down in second. I think Frank was saying something about how Bobby could gain a step as he made his turn there. Well, Frank Baumann, who was the starting and winning pitcher Friday night, coming on. His 26th ball game, he's 6-4. B-A-U-M-A-N-N, Frank Baumann. Left-handed. He's the one got hit on the ankle, it was called. And Baumann will be pitching to Kubek, then Mantle. A hand for Brewer as he walks away. After the seventh. Cubs are really scrambling for it. Bauman throwing his pitches down, getting set. All tied, 4-4. Engel is bringing a man in. Looks like Elston Howard coming over the fence. Milwaukee, after blowing a 4-0 lead, and then going ahead 5-3 and losing that, is now and then got tied 5-5. Has just come up with 3 runs in the 9th inning. So it is Milwaukee 8, Philadelphia 5. Elston Howard is being brought in across right field from the bullpen. He may hit for Kubek. Tender Bauman, with this delay, is now being permitted more than 8 pitches. That's what it's going to be. Howard hitting for Kubek. Getting 275, batted in 69 runs, 4-4 ball game, and of course they got a pitch to him. Mantle on deck, and then Berra. Infield is up, one man out. Frank Bauman ready. Richardson off third. Howard hits it a foul and hits it foul into the dirt. Went after a curve. Field up tight. Outfield around toward left and back deep. Bauman pitches, and Howard hits a long drive down the left field corner. It is a home run. Rather decisive. A home run. And for Elston, that gives him 71 RBIs. That's his 18th home run. And the Yankees are now ahead 6-4, and the batter is Mantle. The tie-breaking run was charged to Brewer, whose responsibility was for Richardson at third. Mantle hitting right-handed against the Bauman. Takes the fastball outside. Ball one. 6-4. Favor New York. Right. Fastball above the knee. Howard got the ball, I'd say 5 feet fair, down the left field corner. In a couple of rows of seats. Mantle takes a good curve for call strike two. It is over at Washington, and the Senators beat the Orioles 5-0. Call strike three. Now we have two men out, last of the seventh. The batter is Berra, who has had singles. His last two trips, 2-3, batted in 2 runs, first two. Yogi hitting 284. It is over at Philadelphia. Milwaukee wins a very important ball game, 8-5, but they sure did have to work for it. Pitch is outside. Ball one. Curve low outside, and it is ball one. The Braves have been moving. Right now, with Milwaukee having won, you've got a three-way exact tie for first place. Exact. Wouldn't that be something if it's finished in a three-way tie? Curve, all the four strikes, 2-1. However, later this afternoon on the coast, with both Los Angeles and San Francisco knowing that Milwaukee has won, that it is a three-way tie, those two ball clubs play for it. One of them has got to get hurt. The other's got to go in first place. Bella fouls it off. 2-2. Pitch is strike three swinging. Sidearm curveball. Strikes it out, but before Bauman got the two strikeouts, the Yankees picked up three runs, a walk, a triple by Richardson, a pinch hit home run by Howard. End of seven, it is 6-6-2 for New York and 4-10-1 for Boston.
Jim Coates is coming on to try to hold on to the two-run lead that the Yankees picked up in the seventh inning, thanks to the two-run homer by Elston Howard. Cletus Boyer has gone in to play shortstop, replacing Kubek, for whom Elston Howard pinch hit. And it proved to be a very significant mark.
And defeated Baltimore 5-0. Pasquale all the way the winner. Another complete game for Pasquale. He's had a tremendous year, both in won and loss percentage and for complete games. The loser is Odell, relieved by Lowe's and Fisher. Dobek at home in the first with nobody on. Cleveland leads Kansas City 3-0 at the end of three. McLish against Garver. Minoso home in the first with nobody on, and Francona in the third with one on for Cleveland. Their hopes are still alive. The Tigers are leading the White Sox 5-4 at the end of six. Marcy for Detroit. Pierce started. Donovan in the fifth. Lowne in the seventh. Keene Holman in the third with nobody on. Kaline in the fifth with one on for Detroit. And Lawler in the fifth with nobody on for the White Sox. In the National League, Milwaukee won a mighty important ball game, scoring three runs in the top of the ninth, defeating the Phillies 8-5. The winning pitcher, Joey Jay, in relief of Lou Burdett. The loser, Roberts. Farrell relieved him. Aaron and Matthews homered for Milwaukee. For Aaron is 39th, for Matthews is 41st. Sawatsky had one in the eighth with one on to tie up the game. The Pirates defeated Cincinnati 10-1. Lowe all the way to win them. Brosnan the loser. Los Angeles at San Francisco. Padres against Sam Jones. And the Cubs are leading the Cardinals 4-2 at the end of 5.5. Hillman against Mizell. Morin had a home in the fourth with two on for Chicago. As we get ready to go on the top of the eighth, the Yankees lead 6-4. Frank Malzone, who fly to left, fly to center, and triple a right center of the batter. Malzone takes the pitch over, strike one call. Coates is making his 35th appearance of the year. He's won six and lost one. Malzone batting 281. Pitch is fouled. Back in the mezzanine, out of play. Nothing in two to count on Malzone. Fastball pop foul in the upper deck, out of play. Rick Wirtz is on deck swinging a bat. Here's the pitch. It's pop foul and back out of play in the upper deck. Mm-hmm. Nothing and two to count on Frank Malzone. Yankees 6 and the Red Sox 4. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Here's the two-strike pitch. Changeup hit on one hop over Coates' glove. Richardson in back of second up with a throw to first. He dropped the ball. It was in the dirt. Richardson made another pretty play, but again, getting rid of the ball real quick. It goes for an infield single, threw it low, and in the dirt, and Thornberry couldn't quite come up with the ball. It goes as an infield single. Oh, that Bobby Richardson is all over the field. He was on the edge of the outfield grass and back of second base. Came up with that ball and got rid of it real quick, but couldn't get enough on it. And Malzone is on with a single, and here's Vic Wirtz batting for Sammy White. Wirtz is batting .266, has 11 doubles, 7 homers, and 49 runs batted in. Last time Wirtz pinch hit against the Yankees, he doubled off the wall up in Fenway Park, driving in 3 runs. Left-hand hitter. A lot of talk about Wirtz going to the Tigers. That's where he started in the big leagues. All right, here's the stretch. The pitch to Wirtz is outside ball one. Set. Let's put the runner at first. Fastball low, ball two, 2-0. Jim Mahoney on deck. Thornberry playing in back of the runner at first. The pitch to Wirtz is a strike called on the outside corner. 2-1 the count. Ted Williams made what could have been his last appearance as an active player in a pinch hitting role. Was walked intentionally. All right, the stretch. Pitch is a ground ball. Base hit. Pass Richardson in the center. Malzone around second, heading for third. And Wirtz holds it first with a pinch hit single. And that is a ball that Bobby almost got to. Got part of his glove on it, but it was hit like a bullet. He couldn't hold it. Runners at first and third. Nobody out. And Marty Keogh is coming out to bat for Jim Mahoney. Marty Keogh, left-hand hitting outfielder. Batting .237 with 12 doubles, 5 triples, 7 homers, and 26 runs batted in. And Bill Monbouquet, a pitcher, is in the run for Vic Wirtz. So the pinch hitters and pinch runners are coming thick and fast, as are the relief pitchers in the ballgame. Runners at first and third, nobody out. The infield back. The stretch and the pitch to Keogh is pop foul back in the upper deck, strike one. The Yankees 6, the Red Sox 4. This lead has changed 1, 2, 3, 4 times. The lead has changed. First the Yankees. Red Sox tied it. The Yankees again. The Red Sox went ahead, then the Yankees went ahead. Another foul back in the upper deck, out of play. Strike two, nothing and two to count. Malzone at third, Monbouquet at first. All right, coach ready. Check the sign with Yogi. Here's the stretch. pitch is high inside, ball one. Nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. Both runners leading away. Fastball is popped foul back in the upper deck. Three in a row, almost in the same spot. Holt goes to the rosin bag. One ball, two strikes. Here's the stretch position by Coach. Pitch is pop foul. Off the top of the upper deck, going down below this time. Keogh getting underneath those fastballs thrown by Coach. Now the new baseball. Coach is set with it. Look at the runners. The pitch is high, ball two, two and two. And let's pause right now for station identification.
Quality Modern Radio, WOKO, Albany, New York. Stay tuned for Troy Buick's baseball roundup immediately following today's game, brought to you by Ballantyne Beer and Dale and the Atlantic Refining Company.
Two balls, two strikes, two men on, nobody out. Coach ready. His pitch is pop foul and back out of play again. A lot of foul balls hit today, and as we told you earlier, it's tough to pick up that ball from the pitcher. Everybody swinging a little bit late. Coach changes baseballs. Juan Bouquet leads off first. Malzone off third. The stretch. Pitch. His strike three swinging. Got him on a fastball. Marty Keogh strikes out. And it's one away. And here comes Dick Gernot. Gernot to bat for Frank Bowman. Dick batting 259, has 14 doubles, 1 triple, 11 homers, and 41 runs batted in. Yankees lead 6-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Red Sox have runners at first and third with one out. Milwaukee won their ball game 8-5, and they'll go ahead of either the Dodgers or the Giants, whoever loses that game. As Milwaukee's just half game behind both teams. All right, here's the stretch. Pitch is fouled back out of play. Strike one. It's a rough day to step out of that bench cold and go up and pinch hit. Here's the one strike pitch. It's strike two, a swing and a miss on an inside fastball. On deck, Pumpsy Green. Nothing in two to count on Gernot. Dick walking around home plate a little bit. Went after a bad pitch. Chokes up in his bat a little bit more now. Pitch. Strike three swinging. Bad high fastball. So Coach, after giving up two singles, strikes out the next two men. And with two out, and two on. Here's Pumpsy Green, who bounced to second, struck out, bounced to second again, and then walked and scored a run. Green batting 235. Red Sox needing two to tie, three to go ahead. Runners lead off first and third. Pitch to Green is a little bit high, ball one. On deck, Gary Geiger. Again, the stretch by Coates. Pitch is strike, a swing and a miss. One and one to count. Coach ready again. Fastball is a check swing and a tie ball, two, two and one. Two balls, one strike, two out, and two on. Yankees six, Red Sox four. Outfield not too deep on Green. Chokes up on that bat. Pitches strike two, a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and two on. Jim Coates ready with the sign on the mound. The stretch, the pitch, a line drive to straightaway center field. Mantle moving back and make the catch, and Mickey almost lost that ball in the sun. He got there, staggered a little bit, and then caught the ball and turned his head at the last second. Green hit the ball well, but right at Mickey in center. So the Red Sox threat goes by the boards, and for Boston in the top of the eighth, no runs, two hits. No Yankee errors, two men left. The score at the end of seven and a half innings of play. The Yankees six and the Red Sox four.
Listen. You'll like the difference. Here's engine knock. It can happen when you step down on the accelerator for full power. But knock can also happen when you press down partway to maintain cruising speed. Now with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline, listen. Smooth, knock-free power for full acceleration. And for regular highway driving. 4 miles per gallon for top economy. Yes, here's the sound of knock-free power that saves you money. Listen. You'll like the difference. Try new Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go.
Out on the mound for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Cornelius, a right-hander. Cornelius, making his 44th appearance of the year, has won four and lost three. Relieved against the Yankees here on Friday night, September 18th. Pitched one-third of an inning, giving up one hit and one walk. Didn't allow a run. Saved the game for Bauman. Mike is 5'11", 172 pounds from Havana, Cuba. For the Yankees, in the bottom of the eighth, Norm Sebring, Hector Lopez, and Marv Thornberry. Pete Daly is catching for the Red Sox. One of the cameramen on the CBS Game of the Week dropped one of his cases that carry some equipment, and it rolled right down the screen, which is in back of home plate, right to the very end They were very lucky that it did land on the screen and didn't go down. That could have injured somebody, and it rolled right to the very end of the screen. It's still up there. And they'll have to wait till the game is over before they can get that. Have to get it from down on the playing field. First time I ever saw that happen. Scares you every once in a while. You think you see somebody falling out of that upper deck the way they go for those foul balls. All right, we're ready to go. Fornelli's ready on the mound. New battery. Mike Fornelli's pitching. Pete Daly catching. First pitch to Seaman is a curve that's a little bit high, ball one. Norm batting 270. Fly to center, bounce to second. And hit a sacrifice fly deep to left field. Actually, it was left center. Gene Stevens made a spectacular catch. Hauling in the ball, but Mantle scored from third base easily. Fastball is lined to left field, a base hit. Stevens to his right. Backhands the ball. Stevens around first, starts for second, then comes back as Stevens makes a perfect throw to second base. It's a good thing that Seaburn changed his mind, or he'd have been a dead duck. A line single for Norm Seaburn. That's hit number 12, rather 7 for the Yankees. The Red Sox have 12. Here's Hector Lopez, who bounced to third twice and reached on an error. Hector batting 280. Bobby Richardson's up to 297 now. Boy, he's battling that 300 mark. The pitch is taken over strike one. Hector bluffed the bunt. At least squared around a bunt, then drew his bat back. One strike on Lopez. Yankees leading 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Seaman leading off first. There he goes. The ball is hit on the ground. A base hit. A beautifully placed hit by Lopez, who threw his bat at the ball. And with Jarrett Bumpsy Green breaking the second base, he hit a slow ground ball right where Green was. And it just rolled out to short right field, and Seaman continued easily to third base. Hector Lopez pulled a Vic power play and threw his bat at a low outside curveball. The ball hit the bat as the bat was out of Lopez's hands and just rolled out in a short right field. Pumpsy Green breaking with the pitch. It was a curveball, so the second baseman was covering. But that is an embarrassing moment for young Mr. Green. Here's Mark Thornberry, who struck out, popped a short, hit into a double play. He swings and misses a fastball, strike one. Thornberry batting 245. That's quite a play when you've got that infield moving. A lot of things can happen. Runners at first and third. A ground ball hit slowly to second. Green goes to second for one. They got Lopez. Hector didn't slide. The run scored, and the Yankees win, rather lead, 7-4. Trying to get this game over with a little early. Fourth play went from second to short. An RBI for Thornberry. For Marv, his 22nd RBI of the year. The Yankees are leading 7-4. Seaburn came on to score his 50th run of the year. And here's Gil McDougall. Gil walked, hit to the box, and popped to second. He takes a curve low, ball one. McDougall batting 245. Stretch by Fornelli. The pitch is a curve over. Strike one called. One on the count. One ball, one strike, one out, one run in. Curve is swung at and missed. Strike two, a low breaking curve ball.
Getting near that time of the day, getting a little hungry. Sure wish I was at that Cliffside Elk beefsteak dinner they're having right now. We were all invited up there, but of course we couldn't go with the ball game. One ball, two strikes. Cornelius sets on the mound. Pitch, sidearm, curve, ground ball is short. Runnels to Green for one. Back to first, double play. Remember, Pete Runnels broke in as a shortstop with the Washington Senators, and for the Yankees in the bottom of the eighth, one run, two hits, no Red Sox errors, nobody left. The score at the end of eight full innings. The Yankees have seven runs on but eight hits and two errors, while the Red Sox have four runs on 12 hits and one error.
New Atlantic Imperial gasoline is just what the doctor ordered if you're having trouble with engine knock in your car. You see, New Atlantic Imperial has been specially formulated to help eliminate knock. Whether it's knock from accelerating quickly or knock at part throttle when you step down slightly to maintain speed. This means top efficiency and top mileage. New Atlantic Imperial gives your car today's best combination of power and economy. Try a tank full. You'll like the difference. The sound of knock-free power that saves you money. Drive into your Atlantic dealers. Try now the new Atlantic Imperial gasoline with full-range octane for power and maximum economy. Keeping your car on the go. On the scoreboard, Washington beat Baltimore 5-0. Cleveland leads Kansas City 3-0 going in the sixth inning. And in the eighth, it's Detroit 5, the White Sox 4. In the National League, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 8-5. Pittsburgh 10, Cincinnati 1. Dodgers fail to score in the top of the first. Padres against Jones. And the Cardinals lead the Cubs 6-4. In the bottom of the seventh. Well, the Red Sox come to the plate in the last top of the ninth, trailing 7-4. With the Yankees closing out their next-to-last homestand of the season. Following these three, the Yankees go down to Washington, and then return to play Baltimore next Friday night. Saturday and Sunday at the stadium with special events planned on all of those days. In the air to right field. And Hank Bauer makes the catch. And Gary Geiger is out. Bauer had gone into right field for defensive purposes. One away, and here's Pete Runnels.
Defensively, had an RBI, and scored a run, one base hit, and a sacrifice fly. Here's Pete Runnels, who's 2-for-3, two singles, a walk, and a grounder back to the box. Takes the pitch over, strike one call. Runnels batting 312. Pete is third in the American League in batting. Left-hand hitter. Takes the pitch below the knees, ball 1-1-1. One pitch is taken outside. Runnels ran up as though to bunt at the ball. Pitch was way outside. 2-1 the count. One out in the top of the ninth. The Yankees lead 7-4. Pitch to Runnels is high outside. Ball 3. 3-1. Here's a 3-1 delivery. He swings and fouls it back on the screen for a full count, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Pete Runnels facing Jim Coates. Here's the payoff pitch to Runnels. Way outside, ball four. That one wasn't even close. Post walks his first man of the ball game. And it brings up Gene Stevens, who's had a pretty nice day. He's 3-for-4 and struck out his other time. Stevens batting 282. They're not bothering with Runnels at first. Here's the stretch. He's got a big lead. The pitch is outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Coach stretches. Delivers a fastball high outside, ball two, 2-0. And here comes Casey Stengel out of the Yankee dugout to talk with Jim Coates. The Yankees scored 2 runs in the third inning. Came back with 1 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th. And 1 in the 8th, while the Red Sox came up with 2 in the 4th and 2 in the 7th. Bobby Richardson is 2-for-4 and is now batting 297. Everybody pulling for little Bobby to reach that 300 mark. All right, Casey comes back to the dugout. Coach remains in the ball game. 2 balls, no strikes on Gene Stevens. Runnels at first with 1 out in the top of the 9th. The Yankees leading 7-4. Pitch is high outside, ball three. Here's the stretch. A 3-0 pitch way outside, ball four. And here comes the tying run up to the plate, and it's Jackie Jensen, who has flied to center, single to left, flied to left, and hit a sacrifice fly to left field. 1-for-3 for Jensen, batting 269. Stevens at first, Runnels at second, 1 out. Here's the stretch by Coates. Pitch to Jensen is high inside, ball one. Coates sets again on the mound. Pitch is in there. Strike one call, and there's the roar from the crowd. 1-1 to count. Jensen now has 106 runs batted in. He still trails Colavito by 2. Rocky has 108, not counting what he's done today so far, if anything. Here's the stretch. Pitch is a ground ball. McDougal bounces it off his glove. No play. Everybody's safe. Gill had the ball, and then it popped out of his glove as he went in the hole between third and short. The bases are loaded. It's a hit for Jackie Jensen, an infield single off McDougal's glove. The bases are loaded with 1 out, and here's Frank Malzahn. Hit number 13 for the Red Sox. And nobody's leaving this ball game. Been a very unusual one. The bases are loaded. Malzahn, who flied to left, flied to center, tripled to right center field and beat out an infield single. 2-for-4, batting 282. Infield back in double play depth. The windup, pitch, a foul to the right of home plate, strike one. Youngster almost went out on the field trying to get that foul ball that rolled down in front of the lower box seat. 1 strike on Frank Malzahn. Close into the windup. The pitch, low outside, ball one, one and one. Thornberry came charging in back of Jensen, but Yogi didn't make a throw. Jensen at first, Stevens at second, and Runnels at third. And on deck, Pete Daly came on and threw the catching when Sammy White left the game. Here's the windup. The pitch is a high pop to the infield. The infield fly rule is called. Malzone is automatically out. Richardson makes the catch. And it's two out with the bases loaded and the batter Pete Daly. Daly's batting .226, has seven doubles, one homer, and 11 runs batted in. Duke Snider has just hit a home run in the second inning with nobody on, and the Dodgers are leading 1-0 playing the top of the second inning. Two men out, the bases loaded. The pitch to Daly is a strike call. A fastball down the middle just above the knees. One strike pitch is a ground ball to short. Up with it, Boyer, the throw to first in time, and the ball game is over. The ball game is over. The Yankees win it 7-4, the final appearance for the Boston Red Sox this year. And the fellas yelling to each other, good luck, have a good winter. And while Pete Callison gets the totals ready.
Well, that wraps up another Atlantic baseball broadcast. Our next game will be Tuesday night at Washington. All of it sent to you by the Atlantic Refining Company.
New York Yankees, seven runs on just eight hits, two errors, and 12 men left on base. For the Boston Red Sox, four runs on 13 hits, one error. And 12 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Duke Mott, who pitched just one inning and gets credit for the win. Duke's record now, 14 wins and 8 defeats. And the losing pitcher is Tom Brewer, who started his record, 10 wins and 12 defeats.
Yes, that winds up another Atlantic baseball broadcast, and we hope you'll be tuned in for our next one. All of it brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer, the folks who keep your car on the go. And by P. Ballantyne & Sons, brewers of Ballantyne Beer and Ballantyne Ale. This is the Home of Champions Network.